Migrants' entry into the U.S. over worries about COVID expires tomorrow. There is a plan to implement a new policy of not granting asylum to any migrant who first didn't try to get into a country through which they passed, including Mexico. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas tells CBS News Radio,
"Ours is not a ban. Ours is a regulation that is quite distinguishable. We will issue that regulation very, very shortly in concert with the United States Department of Justice."
CBS's Nicole Skanga says of the new regulation,
"Some concerns here about consistency in enforcing this new policy. The other big concern, mis- and disinformation. How will this news trickle down to the migrants actually seeking asylum here in the United States?"
Republican Congressman George Santos of New York is charged by feds with fraud, money laundering, and other crimes. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
Congressman George Santos pleaded not guilty at a federal courthouse in central Islip, New York. Following his arraignment, he used a word often used by former President Trump.
It's a witch hunt.
Among the charges, the 34-year-old faces 7 counts of wire fraud and 3 counts of money laundering.
"This is the beginning of the ability for me to address and defend myself. We have an indictment. We have the information that the government wants to come after me on."
He faces up to 20 years in prison for the most serious charges. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
The debt ceiling comes up during a CNN town hall event in which former President Trump is appearing. He says to fellow Republicans that if Democrats don't give them massive cuts, they'll have to go through with a default. Trump says he believes Democrats won't go along with the default. He says they'll cave. New York City's mayor speaks out about the death of a black man killed in a chokehold on a subway train. CBS's Allison Keyes.
When Marine veteran Daniel Penney put 30-year-old Jordan Neely in a fatal chokehold after the unhoused man acted erratically on a subway train, Mayor Eric Adams declined to condemn Penny. Now protests have rocked the city amid calls for Penny's arrest, and Adams says,
"Jordan Neely did not deserve to die."
Adams says the investigation needs to play out, but the city must
do more for our brothers and sisters struggling with serious mental illness.
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve on the top U.S. airline customer satisfaction ratings from J.D. Power's annual survey.
Southwest Airlines ranks the highest in customer satisfaction in the economy and basic economy segment, the way the bulk of people fly. Delta Airlines came in second, JetBlue third.
Wall Street edged higher today. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Get your vehicle ready for spring during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pro X1 exterior cleaning and detailing products provide professional results and show quality shine for your vehicle. Right now, pick up Pro X1 Snow Foam Car Wash 2 for just $15. See store for details. Pro X1 exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Scott for Scott's here. You ever want to grow new grass faster? Kind of like when you press the 2x playback button on your podcast so you can speed through episodes. Except at Scott's Turf Builder Rapid Grass, you're speeding your way from a thin and damaged lawn to a thicker, stronger one in just weeks. Bit too fast, maybe slow it
down, okay. Let's just go back to normal speed.
Get a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Rapid Grass today. It grows grass 2x faster than seed alone when applied at the new lawn rate, subject to proper care.
Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. it's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 52. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 80. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Lows around 56. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday, with a chance for scattered storms Saturday. Highs in the low 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 69.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome to the 1 o'clock no sour haha funny hour. No sour. Happy, fun time, haha, power hour. Welcome to the No Sour Fun Time, haha, power hour.
Oh, she did it.
I got it.
I think she's got it. By George, she's got it. By George, she's got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Wisconsin, welcome to the No Sour, haha, fun time, power hour on this beautiful 75 degree sunny Friday afternoon. Maybe you've already opened a Corona. If you have, I'm jealous.
Sitting on the porch.
Not a lot of those for me these days.
No, you got a couple of months.
And so, but we are marching towards the weekend with 1 hour left. And our guests for this half hour, I am so excited to talk to. You know, earlier this week, we talked to Oriana Carey from the Coalition for Children, Youth, and Families, because it is National Foster Care Month. And today, we're going to continue on that conversation, on that topic, and we are joined by Susan Conwell, who is the executive director of Kids Matter Incorporated, and Anna, who is actually someone who graduated out of the foster care system. And so having a conversation, I think earlier this week, we talked about families and the people who, either foster parents, kinship parents, adoptive parents, but now kind of shifting to the kids and talking about what the kids go through, what the kids need, what resources are available. And so I'm so excited to have both of you here today.
Thank you.
So I guess I definitely want to talk to you, Anna, about your story. But Susan, brief overview of what Kids Matters Incorporated does.
Sure. We work with caregiving families, youth in care. Today, one in 20 kids will be taken in by someone who's not a parent. There are a lot of kids who are being helped out by grandparents, aunts, uncles, older siblings. And we provide free help both in the how to navigate systems and free legal services. So we are always happy to help. We've got a lot of resources, everything from how do you assist with a loved one's addiction while you're navigating that path, to just, as one grandma said to me, look, I've always been connected to my grandkids, but when my daughter had that problem, I knew what school they went to, but not what bus line. And there's just so much to navigate when you become the primary caregiver. So always happy to help.
Absolutely. So then, Anna, I guess you're an adult.
I am.
But as far as kind of, tell us more about your background and your story as far as going through the foster care system.
Sure. So I grew up the middle child of 11 to a primarily single mom.
Wow.
I lost my biological dad to cancer when I was 6. So most of my childhood until I went into foster care was with a single mom. With most of the children at home, and there was substance abuse and undiagnosed mental health going on. So we had a lot of CPS interaction until I went into care at 14.
Okay.
We lived in a few different counties throughout Wisconsin. We moved around a lot. We touched a lot of systems, but we didn't stay very long. So when we were visiting family in Milwaukee from Iron County, which is up by Superior.
You're born up up north?
I was born in Milwaukee. I lived a few years up in Hurley, Wisconsin. Okay. And then we were visiting family back in Milwaukee when my mom, my biological mom, injured my older sister with a flagpole over getting laundry done. So it was something that escalated very quickly, but it was the norm for us. Mm-hmm. And my sister, that time when this happened, she went walking down the road and she was determined not to come back. So she just left and she was walking down 7 Mile in Caledonia, and somebody picked her up somewhere in Racine and took her to the hospital. And after she received her medical treatment, we went into care.
Yeah. And so I imagine, as we've talked about before, 11 kids, I'm assuming you did not get to stay with all of your siblings as you were navigating through the system.
I did not. So six of us lived at home and all six of us went into the system. I was moved into a home originally with two of my sisters and my youngest brother, and my other two sisters went elsewhere. When that placement didn't work out, we were moved to Milwaukee. They kept our baby brother in Racine and moved the three girls to Milwaukee. So, and I was never reunited with my siblings.
Are you reunited today?
I am with most of them. As adults, we did get to decide whether we formed our own relationships, and I do have relationships with most of them.
And is that something that you feel like most people don't get as far as how hard it is to keep families together as far as siblings?
Yeah, I think, I mean, if there's six of you, how many homes in the foster care system can take six kids at one time? And even if they do, how many homes have all six kids stay until they age out? And then what does the visitation dynamic look like for those kids when some go home and some don't? Because the kids have no control over that. It is between the worker and the parents and the foster parent.
And so I guess that's the thing as far as, and Susan, you can answer this as well, or Anna, like how much in the system as it is today, like agency do kids have until they turn 18? As far as like how much do you get listened to? How much does what you want get taken into account? Like is it dependent on who your caseworkers are? But like how much do you feel like the people who this is affecting the most, which are the kids, actually get heard?
As far as going into care, of course, you have no choice over that. But because I was 14 when I went into care, I got to decide if I went home with my siblings or if I stayed in Milwaukee in my foster home. And of course, that is dependent on if there is a home for you to stay in. My foster mom fought for us. She kept us if we wanted to be there. And we were very lucky to have that. So we did get a choice. My sister and I did choose to stay. But outside of that, we did not have much choice. We didn't choose whether or not we saw our siblings. We didn't choose the school we went to or the rules we followed. And we didn't really have a choice over what our path looked like from that point on.
Is that something? Do you think there's more room to incorporate that as far as or is it at another level of complication in an already complicated system?
There are some things that I think youth do have decision over, and giving them the choices to make that decision. When you're 14, you don't know what your choices are. I knew that my choices were go to school, don't break the law, don't get kicked out of your home. And when you turn 18, graduate high school and go to college. Those were my choices.
Yeah.
So if they were opened up to all of the choices that young people have and somebody was breaking that down for me, I believe that I would have been able to make more choices for myself.
We're talking to Susan Conwell, who is the executive director of Kids Matter Incorporated, and Anna, who is a graduated foster youth, but now an adult, as we continue our conversation around National Foster Care Month. And one unique, I think, as far as bucking the stereotype of foster care and what gets portrayed in the media is you are Caucasian, Anna.
I am.
But your foster mom and foster family were Black.
She was.
And so the kind of, what kind of racial stereotypes do you think get thrown out there that are just false? Or what did that experience teach you?
So I had no preconceived notion of what this would look like going in, but thinking as an adult, the stereotype of a foster family taking in four kids is not a single black woman in her late 60s taking in white kids. And we aren't the only family that this happened with. It is just the stereotypes we make in our society. But yeah, we moved in. We had two foster sisters who were Hispanic, and then my foster mom and her family were black, and it didn't mean anything to us. Being from a small town, it was trouble for my family, and my biological mom had more trouble with there being a race aspect than we did. We didn't ever think about that.
That's super. I just found that part of your story to be really interesting as far as, one, the range of people who become foster parents and the range of people, the youth who are in the foster care system, and not to make assumptions about that. And I guess because when we come back from the next break, I want to talk about what it was like to graduate through the program and kind of what resources are available that people don't think about of once you're magically 18, what that looks like. But as far as in the couple minutes we have left in this segment, talking more about what are some of the other assumptions or myths that you think people get wrong when they think about foster care and foster youth?
The first thing that comes to mind is thinking about a teenager in the foster care system. You assume that they did something wrong to get there. You assume that they have broken the law, or they are skipping school, or they are doing something that put them there, when most kids are victims of addiction or poverty or
violence.
So I think that's a big stereotype that people think, especially for teens. And I knew a handful of teenagers in care when I was in high school, and we were all going to class. We all were college bound. We were doing what we needed to do and following rules that were set for us. And I've known many teens after turning 18 who are doing the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I guess when we come back, we'll hear more about, I think, the what it's like to age out of the system and what's available, because at one point, all of a sudden, there is a lot of people invested in your case, and then all of a sudden, they're not there.
Yes.
And what does that look like? And what resources and like help do you actually get? And then I think we'll also spend some time talking about like what does the average person, what can they do? What can they do to help? What shouldn't they do to become more aware? Because this is certainly a problem, as we talked earlier this week, as far as there can never be enough families who are available, especially when it comes to trying to keep kids, like siblings, together, and just different households delivering different needs that are needed from all the different kids who need help right now. So stay tuned. We are talking to Anna, who is a graduated foster youth of Wisconsin, and also Susan Conwell, who is the executive director of the Kids Matter Incorporated. Stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Fall is here, hear the yell. Back to school, ring the bell. Brand new shoes, walking blues. Climb the fence, books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are continuing our conversation around foster care in Wisconsin because it is National Foster Care Month. And we're lucky enough to have Anna here, who is went through the foster care system in Wisconsin. We're also joined by Susan Conwell, who is the executive director of Kids Matter Incorporated. And Anna, I think was something that's interesting with your story, you know, some kids spend a short amount of time when they're kids at some point as being a minor in the system, but you were actually still living with your foster family, foster mom, when you turned 18, right?
I was, yes.
And so what does that process look like? Because I think that's probably something that is hard but is forgotten as far as going from having a caseworker, having people, like I would assume, check-ins as far as how you're doing and navigating that to then all of a sudden, well, you are an adult now. You are no longer the state's responsibility. Yeah. And so what is that like?
So as a teenager, I'm sure everybody, but especially when you're coming out of trauma, you aren't thinking about what happens when you turn 18. You're thinking about what happens today and tomorrow and keeping yourself safe. So I was going just based off of the options I was given. So I was a quote unquote good student. I went to school. I did my homework. So from the very beginning, my option after aging out was to go to college. I went to a seminar sort of thing for teenagers aging out of foster care. And they told us, if you don't go to college, you will not have anywhere to live because you're going to move into a dorm and that will be your home.
Oh, wow.
So that was my path. That was what was set out for me. Turn 18, go to college. And I did. I graduated high school and I was accepted to a college and I got there. And I didn't know how to be a student. I didn't know how to go to college. I didn't know how to take care of myself as an adult. I think most teenagers have teenage years to adjust to caring for themselves. But I went from 14 to 18 learning how to shower every day and go to school every day and take the bus. And so I didn't build on those skills in time. I didn't have enough time to build on those skills to be successful in college. And I withdrew mid-October.
Oh, wow.
At the suggestion of my college, who said, even if you have nowhere to go back to, find someone to stay with and try again next year so you don't have failing grades on your transcripts.
So that must have been a blow. And so,
it was.
And so what was the next step for you?
I came back to Milwaukee and I couch hopped. I stayed with my sister. I stayed with friends. I stayed with a boyfriend, whoever had an open couch, a friend of a friend. I moved around for almost 3 years trying to find some stability. And in that time, I was back in survival mode. I still didn't get to build the skills that I needed to get a job, to get an apartment. Nobody was teaching me how.
So just Anna did work the entire time.
I would assume. But just because you're working, as we've talked plenty on this show, doesn't mean you're making enough to pay rent, have a car, do all the things that it actually costs to live on your own.
Right. And getting a car loan with no permanent address or getting a landlord to rent to you.
Or I imagine no credit.
Right. No credit. Rental history is such a big thing for young people, or a co-signer that you don't have because you don't have parents there to vouch for you.
That's kind of all of the obstacles that we take for granted when you have a parent or someone who can help guide you as that dental bill comes up and you're like, hey, can I borrow some money to pay for this root canal or whatever it is, right? That, you know, in your situation, and I'm assuming, Susan, this is not an unfamiliar story as far as what a lot of 18-year-olds, as they first are navigating being an adult, ends up looking like.
Right. And people are well-intentioned when they tell youth, go to college, it's going to be your answer. But most youth need an option A, an option B, an option C, and a lot more experience in what it will be like to manage your own apartment, your own money, your own
life skills.
Life skills and relationships that are healthy, positive relationships.
And talking about how you can make money, you can form a career, you can get experience without a degree.
Yeah.
I left this school feeling like I failed, like my whole path was set out for me and I couldn't cut it. And what really ended up working for me was I got a job at a pet store that had a grooming apprenticeship, and they taught me how to groom a skill that could build a career. And it did. It introduced me to caring for animals and working in a field that I had never experienced or seen. But those are the options that we can give youth. Those are the things we can tell them is you can be an intern. You can get an apprenticeship. You can get a job. You can do a lot of different things other than just go to college. And if you aren't, if college doesn't work for you at that time, you can go do another one of those things until you go back, if you want to go back.
Absolutely. Well, it went by really quickly, but so before we end in the last minute or so that we have, what would you suggest as far as people who are listening, as far as what they can do to support the foster care system, youth who are in the foster care system? What kind of message do you want to end on?
I think one, breaking down those stereotypes of what we think about teens in foster care and who they are and how they got there, but also talking to them like you would your own children if you have them, giving them all of the options that you would give your own child or any other child, so that they can be successful in whatever way that they choose to be.
Absolutely. Susan, any resources you want to make
Known? I will encourage people to volunteer, to become court-appointed special advocate volunteers and partner with a teen, because we have a lot of wonderful teens. And it is, if you're only seeing people who are case managers, it's hard to know what else there is in the world as far as job opportunities. And people are looking for good people to work, and we've got a lot of good ones. So.
Well, this was wonderful. Thank you so much for spending time with us today. We'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Thank you.
When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are going to be friends.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked,
unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Happy Mother's Day from WFHR and Village Gardens. Celebrate with us by tuning in to The Morning Show on Friday, May 12th for your chance to win a beautiful flower basket and a $25 gift card from Village Gardens. Make it the best day ever for the best mom ever from your friends at WFHR.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 52. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 80. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Lows around 56. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday, with a chance for scattered storms Saturday. Highs in the low 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 69.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. We're almost done for the week, Jane.
Friday.
What do you have going on this weekend?
I am going to work in the garden.
Okay.
And you know how people have guardian angels? I have found a gardening angel.
Oh, what does that mean?
Her name is Mel.
Okay. What does Mel do?
Mel's going to do all the work.
Ah, she's a worker.
Mel is going to do the hard work. She's got a truck, and she's got stuff, and she has bags and tools and clipper things, and she's very impressive.
All right. Where did you meet Mel?
My husband actually found her working at someone else's yard in our neighborhood.
Well, there you go. Yeah. She just poached her?
We got a yard. It's sharing. But it's like finding a good babysitter, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, ooh. I'm keeping this one.
I feel like Debbie's had some of those where she has like good workers that work in her yard, and then she is very protective of them, not sharing them with other people, because then if they're not available when she needs them,
well, right,
it's a problem.
Exactly.
So no to the coronation.
No, not watching the coronation. This does not excite me. It does not excite my husband at all. He is not a fan of Charles, and I will say my one takeaway from this that surprised me, although I guess it shouldn't, is that Camilla will be queen.
I know.
Not consort. And I really thought they weren't going to make her queen. Even though I'm happy for Chuck and Camilla, after all these years of being in love and all the drama, I'm glad they get to be together, but they ruined Princess Diana's life.
I know.
And he married her under false circumstances and just made her life miserable. And that, so I carry a little grudge about that.
I don't think you're alone. I think a lot of people carry that grudge as far as, and it was interesting. I was talking to my mom this morning because she's similar. Like, she's like, I don't know. I've never really liked Charles. But then she was like, I guess he has done a lot as far as traveling to former colonies to try to do like an apology tour about, you know, sorry about the whole slavery thing.
Oh, our bad.
I guess he's done a lot of conservation.
He is a big conservationist.
And so there's certain stuff as far as, I don't know if that is the forefront when you think of his personality and his legacy, as far as like the good that he's done.
Yeah, well, exactly. And it's tough to put him up against his mother, who, you know, who was there in World War II. And it's an entirely different...
Well, it was also there when the monarchy meant still had any kind of...
oomph.
Yes, that's the best word for it.
But even she was largely a figurehead.
She was largely a figurehead, but even the monarchy and the empire were still a lot of colonies when she first her coronation happened, right?
Oh, definitely.
And how much of that is sunsetted and been relinquished over her reign and is now even like this is the most figureheady it's ever been is where it is now, as far as it's just like, oh, the English people pay taxes so you guys can live this lifestyle. And so I kind of get why, as brutal as the British media seems, a little bit of an entitlement of the people of we get access to your lives because we basically pay your salaries.
Well, there's that.
To not actually do anything.
Except... open things.
And show up and look pretty and give us something to talk about.
Right.
That might be too simplistic. So feel free to correct me if you are a big royalist.
Exact, sure.
844-967-2789. All right, so no coronation. What about the Kentucky Derby?
No. Never. I've never been interested in that.
Especially now this year, since four horses have died.
Oh, really?
Have you even heard this?
No.
Yeah, there's 4 dead horses in 6 days at Churchill Downs.
That's terrible.
It's terrible. It's such a bad, terrible.
That's awful.
On its own, it is terrible. I love horses. It is also an indicator of, are we still doing this?
And do we know what they died from?
I think... I'd have to go read this article.
There's so many rumors about drugging these animals. And
one shattered a leg. So let's see. America's had fallen out of love with horse racing years before, but the sight of that lovely... Oh, that was 2008. I'm trying to skim this article as we're here. So I don't know exactly how the four different cases, but it's not a good look.
No, it certainly isn't.
It's a bit of a cloud going into the Kentucky Derby. I have a feeling we may do something for... I'm getting to the point where not a lot of fits me.
Well, I have a fascinator you can borrow if you want.
For the hat?
Yeah. See, I am pro hat.
I am pro hat too.
I would wear a hat tomorrow just to wear a hat. Entirely independent of the Kentucky Derby.
So, of all the things that are happening, are you going to do anything today for Cinco de Mayo?
I'm making Mexican food.
Okay.
For dinner.
So, because I feel like there's Cinco de Mayo, the Kentucky Derby, coronation, and we got Mexican food.
And what about you?
I think we might do something to watch the Kentucky Derby. I don't find myself, I will probably not be partaking because I assume that a lot of people who are will be much more intoxicated than I will be allowed to be.
Mint juleps.
And but yeah, I don't think I'll watch the coronation. And I'm certainly not partying for Cinco de Mayo. So what is otherwise a celebratory weekend for many is probably lame. I'll just have to enjoy the sunshine and call it a Friday.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
All right. Well, we introduced this last week. Am I the sphincter? Because we don't want to say the actual word on air because of the FCC. But this is our new Friday afternoon segment where we take some of the more, entertaining submissions from the subreddit of Reddit. That is AITA, which is Am I the
sphincter.
Sphincter. And last week we did one about a young woman whose stepmother was very adamant about changing her name because she had a unique name. And I think we decided that the 16-year-old was not the sphincter.
No.
And for telling her stepmother, I don't like your taste in names because they're boring. This one I feel like is also going to be no sphincter. But in fact, we may all be just a little bit jealous. But Am I the sphincter for telling my niece to stay in the closet until she gets her inheritance?
Ooh.
This is a 42-year-old male talking about his 17-year-old niece. So my niece recently confided in me that she is a lesbian. I supported her, let her know I'd be there, etc. Usual ally stuff. However, she told me she was going to come out to the whole world this week. I let her know she should absolutely wait for her grandparents, my parents, to pass. My father is incredibly wealthy and has tens of millions of dollars in assets that he will be passing down once he is gone. My father is a raging homophobe who has flat out stated any gay individual in our family would be written out of the will. And to make sure the rest of us don't just split more money with said gay relative, they will instead have that portion of the inheritance put aside for that family member donated to charitable causes.
Wow.
That money will be erased from the inheritance.
Wow.
Since both my father and mother are incredibly poor health, stage 4 cancer and debilitating dementia, respectively, I told my niece she should just stay in the closet for a little while longer. If she comes out as a lesbian and they find out, she will quite literally lose out on $7 million.
Wow.
She was a little sad, but she was also appreciative since that is obviously a life-changing amount of money that will allow her to live luxuriously until she dies. My wife, however, said, I am being the sphincter. I am telling this poor girl to hide who she is just to appease old bigots. That is true. I am asking her to appease old bigots, but I feel like her life quality will be much better with $7 million at the cost of 1 to 2 years in the closet at tops. I've also seen my father's will and know who is getting what, so my niece is definitely going to receive $7 million as long as my father doesn't rewrite or edit his will. Am I the sphincter for telling my niece to stay in the closet so she can be a millionaire? 844-967-2789. What a unique problem to have.
Seriously. Man.
I say no, because he's not forcing anything. He gave his opinion.
I don't think he's being a bad person. I feel badly for this young woman.
Yeah.
In a couple of different ways, because I'm going to deny who I am for money. Is that a good lesson?
Well, she's going to deny, and I guess it depends on how, you know, what does it look like to come out to the whole world? Because it's interesting, you think she told her parents, who are also children of
the same
bigoted grandparents?
Right.
Did she only confide in her uncle because like, he's the cool uncle? And so there's some more details as far as, like, she could probably be out to her friends. And if her grandparents are in that bad of health, you know, how much?
Hold not your breath.
What does that mean?
They could hang on for a whole lot longer.
Stage 4 cancer?
You never know, Kristen. I'm sorry, but you don't. Banking on someone else's ill health, I think, is a bad idea.
But would you, at the prospect of hiding a part of your identity for $7 million, you wouldn't do that? I think I would do that.
Oh, I think I
don't think I'd be good at it, but I think I would try.
I don't disagree that I would do that. I am concerned about the long-term ramifications for her. And I don't want her down the road to be like, I denied who I was just for this filthy lucre, and I should never have done that, and I should have been true to myself. And although with $7 million, then she can get a lot of therapy.
Well, that's what I guess that's in giving the, like, one, I think there's the question of what would you do in that situation of whether or not you were going to come out in exchange for $7 million. But there's also, like, in this specific question, which is the task at hand, is he the sphincter for telling her that? I think he's not, because it's still ultimately up to her.
Sure, right.
He's just laid out, because he maybe she hasn't seen the will, and he has, and he goes, listen, you're going to get $7 million.
Trust me on this.
And you do what you want. If it doesn't matter to you, then it doesn't matter to you. But I think ultimately at 17, she should have as much information as possible. So I would say, no, he is not.
I agree with you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. If you would like to weigh on, am I the sphincter? Our very own civic media, Todd Alba, is on the line.
Hello,
thanks for joining us, Todd. What do you want to say?
Kathy and Joanne, it's great to be on the show again. It's great to be with you. this morning I messed up Kristen's husband's name, so I'm sorry about that.
Oh, stop apologizing. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, the problem is both of you have lovely long-term significant others. Most of my relationships don't last long enough to know each other's name. So that's a whole other story. But let me tell you right now. For $7 million, I'll go back in the closet. I mean, come on. $7 million?
It's a lot of money.
Like you said, Kristen, these people are going to kick off in the bucket, stage 4 cancer, stay in the closet, buy yourself about $1,000 rainbow carnation bouquet, put on the casket of these SOBs, and call it a day.
I would go back. That's would you actually go back in the closet for $7 million, or are you being funny? Todd? Did we lose him?
Oh,
hello, Chris.
No, Todd, would you actually go back in the closet for $7 million, or are you just being funny? Oh, we dropped him.
Oh, we lost him.
Ah, Todd. I'm going to text him that question, because it's a very funny joke, but it's interesting. All right, well, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show. It's Friday is here. The weekend is here. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
White shirt, now with my bloody nose sleeping. Yeah, on your tippy toes creeping around like no one knows. Think you're so criminal. Bruises on both my knees for you. Don't say thank you, oh please, I do.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
It's spring. Wake up. Everybody, it's springtime. Spring is here. Spring is here, spring is here, spring is here, spring is here.
Spring is here.
Spring is here.
Spring is finally here. With the snow and ice no longer seen.
The leaves are finally turning green.
That's why it's time to sing.
Spring is here.
It is here.
It is here. I think officially with a 10-day forecast that looks like this, I think we can say spring is here. May 5th. We're calling it. Sure.
I'm putting the shovel away today.
All right.
Yeah.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. Was that SpongeBob?
No, this was from a movie called Lost in the Woods, which I have never heard of until I found it this morning.
What? Did you look it up at all?
Or we just, I was looking
like
for...
It's like a random musical?
It was Lost in the Woods, some... And it's all creatures. So there's a squirrel and there's turtles and there's... baby birds and we're singing.
Is it old? Or is it like claymation? Because it makes me think of Lost in the Woods, then made me go to the Babes in Toyland. That's old movie?
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Is it like that kind of movie?
No. It has to be more recent than that. Because again, these were actual animals.
Like
in the clip.
Oh, I've never heard of that movie. I've never heard that song.
Maybe I just invented it.
Maybe
of,
you did.
Out of
I mean, I'm Googling
air.
Right now, Lost in the World?
In the Woods.
In the Woods. Let's see if anything comes up.
I found it on YouTube.
Oh, 2021. So that looks, it has one star.
Did I say it was good?
I've never heard of this at all. And yes, it has one star on Rotten Tomatoes, which is hilarious. A smart, resourceful boy goes on vacation. No. Or maybe that's 2009. Well, we'll do more research on this because now I'm intrigued. Anyways.
I still like this song.
It sounded a little SpongeBob-y. But tomorrow, if you're in Waukesha... Saturday, May 6th, the Waukesha YMCA will be hosting a Stuff the Truck event from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. to collect donation items for Hebron?
Hebron House.
Hebron House. Mm-hmm. It's an event that is in partnership with Two Men and a Truck's National Movers for Moms donation drive intended to provide mothers in need with basic necessities so they can enjoy their Mother's Day, is May 14th. If you do not know that and you need to get a gift for your mother,
get going on it now.
May 14th. But I actually wasn't less familiar with Hebron House. And so it's basically what I've learned through this is they've been active in Waukesha for 40 years and they serve as an advocate and resource for those struggling with homelessness throughout the city. And so their goal is to get people off the streets and on a path to improving their lives. And it's the largest nonprofit provider of services to unhoused men, women, and children in Waukesha County.
They do a lot of good.
So there you go. So yeah. So on Saturday, you can show up to the Waukesha YMCA parking lot between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. There's going to be music and food, and you can drop off full-size, unopened donation items such as toiletries and hygiene products, women's underwear and clothing, light jackets, baby and kids' clothes, cleaning products, pillows, hairbrushes, trash bags, and non-perishable food items and gift cards. Also welcome.
Fabulous.
So if you can't make it on Saturday, the Waukesha YMCA is also going to have a donation box available in their lobby until May 11th. So yeah, so make your mother proud by helping families in need this Mother's Day. So feel good about that.
Yeah, definitely. And don't forget, another sign of spring, that it is officially official. Waukesha's Farmers Market starts tomorrow.
There you go.
At 8 a.m. And our very own Johnny Watermullen will be out there. So look for the WAUK booth that he's going to have set up. He will have some treats, apparently.
Ooh.
I do not believe that Ziggy the Wonder Dog will be there. Ziggy was actually in the office yesterday. He can do all kinds of tricks. It's really?
I've not seen these tricks.
It's really, I mean, beyond just the sit and lay down, he rolls over. He can play dead.
Ooh. Does he go like bang? And then
Johnny does, yeah.
All right.
Yep. But again, I do not know that Ziggy the Wonder Dog will be making an appearance tomorrow, but Johnny Watermullen will be there, and I know he does tricks as well.
How are the farmers markets with dogs? It's usually a friendly thing as long as you have a well-behaved dog?
I would imagine so.
I don't know what Cliff would do. Cliff cannot do many tricks. He knows how to sit. That's about it.
But Cliffy is very antagonistic towards other dogs. Is he not?
It's funny because short answer, yes. But I feel like on a one-on-one situation with other dogs and a one-on-one situation with a person who's like walked into the house or on the street, he gets all barky.
Mm-hmm.
But in like big groups, like if we take him to like a street fair, I think it's too many people and there's too many things to bark at. So okay. He just shuts up. He actually is fine in bigger group situations than he is.
One-on-one.
One-on-one.
I'm taking you on mano a mano.
Mano a mano. Yeah. But, well, today was fun.
It was great. We had a great week. We had wonderful, wonderful guests. And thank you to everybody who called and texted and sends us emails. And I know you see comments on the streams mm-hmm. a lot more than I do because we're kind of handling different things during the course of the show. So it just makes it makes it so much more fun and so much more educational.
Absolutely.
For all of us.
What did you choose? What's going to be on the best of for this weekend? What did you choose? What was your favorites from this week?
It's always tough because I can only pick four segments from the week.
Mm-hmm.
But I included the elk camp or okay. the elk spotting
okay.
segment with the Wisconsin DNR because we love our DNR.
We love our DNR.
And all the work that they do. And I believe the other one was yesterday from 12 to 12:30. I'm trying to think off the top of my head who the guest was. This is what happens when you get old, Kristen. I can't remember what happened yesterday.
What happened yesterday? Yesterday was Thursday, the 4th, and at 12:30 we had Oh, no, we had Dr. Lyerly.
Yep. Kristen.
Okay.
Yep, it's got to be Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
So that was, yeah, okay, perfect.
Will be the...
Which we still need to come up with the...
The name.
Well, we have plenty of names, but over the weekend, we will... We'll get together with Kristen and decide what the actual name is, but...
And some of those were just...
I said that to
priceless.
Todd this morning, and I said, I'm not sure there's ever been a Wisconsin radio show that had more said more euphemisms for the word vagina in in one segment than we did yesterday. My mom said she was laughing pretty hard.
Oh,
so that's always
good.
The litmus test, right?
That's if mom is laughing, that's a good sign.
If mom's laughing and not embarrassed, very good sign. All right. Well, thank you for a great week of shows. Thank you for calling and listening and texting. Come back Monday when we will do this all again. Have a lovely, safe weekend. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Spring is here. Spring is here, spring is here, spring is here, spring is here.
Spring is here.
Spring is here.
Spring is finally here.
With the snow and ice no longer seen.
The leaves are finally turning green.
That's why it's time to sing.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue. Possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248
WDE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Migrants wait at the southern border of the U.S. hoping to get asylum when Title 42 expires tomorrow night. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez.
The influx expected as the COVID-era Title 42 ends was confirmed by the 10,000 migrants processed along the southern border Tuesday. Among the new arrivals, Jonathan Gomez of Venezuela, who trekked across six countries and shared video of the dangerous journey through Panama's Darien Gap.
Así por el río.
We had to cross rivers filled with snakes and crocodiles, he says. Now, in